Chapter 15.
Epilogue.
So, the police stopped me in the cemetery. Two dead people, one of whom has died for the second time that week, and a man dressed as Elvis Presley running away from the scene. It didn't look good. Luckily for me, the letter that Romeo left for his parents confirmed most of my story. So, in the end, true love did not triumph like it does in the movies. Instead, it caused the deaths of two young people. The only good thing that happened because of all this was that the Capulet and Montague families made peace with each other, and the Las Vegas gang war was finally over. So, that's it. That's the story of Romeo and Juliet. There's nothing more to say. Good night, folks.
Elvis starts to go, but Captain Escala walks on at that moment.
There's one last question, Mr. King.
Elvis stops and turns.
This drug that you suggest Miss Capulet used to fake her death, this,
Hyalahistamine.
Right, like I said. Do you have any idea where she procured that for herself?
No, she... Well, I... That is, she... She didn't tell me that, Captain.
Right. It's just one of those mysteries, I suppose.
Yeah. Just one of those mysteries.
Makes me think of something, though. What's your opinion about all the rumors that Elvis Presley faked his own death and is living as an ordinary person, Mr. King?
Oh, I don't believe it for a second, Captain. After all, how could he have... Okay. You think he used the drug?
It's a possibility, isn't it?
Sure, I guess. But even if he had, Elvis Presley was one of the most famous men in the world, sir. How's he going to stop people from recognizing him?
I don't know. Maybe by pretending to be an Elvis impersonator, for example.
Well, he'd be too good at it, don't you think? People would realize.
Yeah, I suppose they would. It was just an idea. By the way, I hear you're pretty good yourself, Mr. King. People say you're the best Elvis impersonator in the whole of Las Vegas.
They do? Oh, well, it's nice of them to say that, but I would never say that myself, Captain.